Our good friend Sweeney Murray. First of all, congrats on the fill-in for Susan Waldman. That'd be a great thrill for you to work with John.
That was great. Every year, right around Jewish holidays, if they fall on the right days, I get to fill in a couple of days, sit next to John Sterling in the broadcast booth. I mean, you know, listen, I do all my work for 21 years now. I do my work before games and after games. So to actually get, you know, a couple of handfuls of games in the broadcast booth over the course of the last 7 or 8 years now, probably, it's a thrill. And, you know, you grew up wanting to talk about baseball on the radio, and you talk about Yankees baseball on WFAN, and then get to do a couple of games with John Sterling, who's going to be in the Hall of Fame one day. It's pretty cool.
Yankees have had an interesting season, so let's just focus in on the second half. They had that 13-game winning streak, and everybody's like, they're home free. Then they slumped, they're not home free. Then they got hot again, they're home free. Then at the end, they stumbled. So, you know, as I've told everybody, I think the Red Sox are a good team, not a great team. I said that I think the Yankees are a good team, not a great team. How accurate is that?
I think it's right on. I mean, listen, 92 wins. You know, I think the fans of both teams want to look at their flaws. They want to look at the 70 losses and think that that's the real team, especially when they, you know, if you're looking at the Yankees, they come in such severe streaks and slumps. You know, it's hard to throw away the 92 wins. It's hard to forget what made them that good.
Right.
And the fact that their bullpen, in a stretch of about 3 or 4 weeks, Steve, from the end of June to the end of July, I think it was maybe 5 late losses that just really crushed them. I think they both have a puncher's chance. You know, they both have some really good hitters in the lineup that you're, you know, trying not to let beat you. There are two very good pitchers on the mound tonight. They both have some different bullpen issues. The Yankees seem to have maybe settled to more of theirs than the Red Sox have. I love the fact that this is the game, that this is a one game. I know there are people who say it's not really the playoffs. Listen, it's the only game in town. Okay, if you're a baseball fan, you only have one game to watch tonight.
Yep.
And the winner moves on and the loser goes home.
Yep. Exactly. So what has, I mean, you're around enough. I mean, clubhouse access is not what it used to be, obviously. But what does a guy like Anthony Rizzo mean on and off the field to the attitude of a team?
Well, let's remember that these are not the Yankees of Jeter and Pettit and Rivera and Posada and Bernie Williams. You know, those guys had, you know, World Series rings falling out their pockets, right? This Yankees team has 3 players with a World Series championship to their name.
That's right.
One is Brett Gardner, one is Aroldis Chapman, and the other is Anthony Rizzo. So from that standpoint, you know, you need to have somebody who's been through this and can get you through the, under normal circumstances, 11 victories. When you're a wild card team, 12 victories to get you through to the World Series. That's what Rizzo, I think he brings something much needed, because we never used to think of that as something the Yankees needed. You didn't need people with championship experience. They had plenty of it. They don't right now.
Right.
So I think that part is very important. And on the field, I think you see what an athlete he is and what a good defender he is. His tough at bats, fouling. I mean, I think, I don't know if I was around him for a full season, I might have to keep track of how many foul home runs he hits, because he battles pitchers like crazy. It's pretty fun.
Well, in fact, I'll go to the other part, and that is the defensive part of it. Everybody sees the offense. To me, the Yankees have had outstanding teams when they had the ever-underrated Tino Martinez at first, Mark Teixeira at first, because to be honest with you, the Yankee infield is not a really good defensive infield, and they really weren't back then either, but the first baseman made them better, and Rizzo makes them all better.
I think this is not a very good defensive team, and I think their strongest parts are on the corners with Rizzo and Gio Urshela, but Urshela has been moved to short because of the issues they have with Gleyber Torres. We'll see if, you know, Urshela got very banged up. If people saw the player, saw the highlights, he went flying into the third base dugout to catch a foul ball in Sunday's game against the Tampa Bay Rays. Only came out of it with like a bruise on his thigh and a little cut somewhere else. He's okay, but he was limping pretty badly by the end of that game. He'll play if his range is compromised at all, and it wasn't great as a shortstop already. I would think he's better suited to play third base tonight, which will help your corner infield defense.
Yeah.
But up the middle, you know, this is not a good defensive team, Steve. The Red Sox are not a good defensive team.
No, they're not.
We even saw, if you watched, I think it was a Sunday night game in that series at Fenway.
Oh,
you know,
that
about 10 days ago.
That was crazy.
Yeah. Dropped, I fell mean, in, guys
oh,
were
foul
balls
ball.
All over the
yeah.
place. And, I mean, there really isn't, you know, this is not going to be a defensive clinic. Neither
no.
team, and if, whether they, whether it ends tonight, and it will for somebody, or whether it ends down the road, I would think defense will shine, will rear its ugly head at some point, because neither team is very good at
no.
that.
No. Evaldi and Cole are two guys that can give you seven innings, okay? No
yeah.
question. So let's go to your guy, Cole. You know, we're talking about, I mean, for $36 million, this is the ballgame right here. So he went through the spider attack issue and the really wishy-washy answer he gave. He sat back
yeah.
and go, what the heck are you talking about?
yeah.
I cripe, I thought I was watching a press conference. And because they're all like that now. And,
yeah.
But when you look at the effectiveness of Cole, especially the four-seam effectiveness, what are you seeing?
Well, I think there are a lot of different issues at play here, and I can't pick just one, if you'll indulge me. Spider attack is certainly part of the question. I think what's interesting is that the last game he pitched against Toronto, he was wearing long sleeves, one of the first cold weather games he's pitched
right.
since the beginning of the season. And in the beginning of the season, they weren't cracking down on substances.
Right.
So they made that changeover, I guess, what, June 1st?
Yes.
So we were into warm weather games by then, so now he's pitching in colder weather, a little bit harder to get a grip on the ball, perhaps, and when you're missing that extra agent that you used to use. So that is one issue. He had a hamstring injury earlier in September. It only pushed a start back by a couple of days, but it's clear that he was a little compromised if you watched him.
Mm-hmm.
He says it's fine. They all say it's good, but they all jump to say it's good a little too quickly without, you know, without elaborating, which leads me to believe that, okay, there's probably something at play there, and maybe he's not able to finish his pitches quite so well with a hamstring issue, and maybe that leads to, you know, a four-seam fastball leaking and not locating exactly where
right.
it's supposed to be and perhaps getting hit hard. Add into those the fact that, you know, the Blue Jays took a lot of really good swings against them. Was he tipping his fastball, or was his fastball just not that good?
Right.
And maybe tiring a little bit at the end of September, because every pitcher is. They only played 60 games last year, 162 this year. So I just gave you four different factors. I don't know which one of them
right.
is. I don't know how many of them are totally real, and I don't know if you combine them all. I don't know what you get, but you know, you're right. When you're making this kind of money, you got to pull that all aside
yep.
and just pitch one game. It's not about
right.
any of the other ones.
Yeah, J.D. Martinez, a no-go tonight. He tripped over second base running out the right field. But
yeah, it sounds like something you or I would do.
I
right?
mean, crap. I mean, I can tell you I would do it. But this is why you acquire Kyle Schwarber. And, you know, so, I mean,
yeah.
you know, Schwarber actually will now fit in. I'm sure I haven't seen the lineup. I'm going to assume he's the DH tonight.
Yeah, I think Dahlbeck's going to play first.
Yeah, and that they'll do that. Yankees win why? Red Sox win why?
Yankees win why? Because Judge or Stanton or Gallo
yep.
Gets something done. Because I think, to me, Nathan Eovaldi is going to be able to navigate the bottom half of the Yankee lineup pretty well. I think he blows through them. Yes, the Yankee lineup is not as deep because they've had some injuries. Urshela is not as good as a player as he was, or a hitter
right.
as he was.
Right.
And DJ LeMahieu is out. So their deal, and Kyle Higashioka is going to catch Gerrit Cole. Weaker Yankee lineup in the bottom half tonight. If he gets through the middle of the order, Eovaldi can dominate the bottom half pretty well.
Yep.
Red Sox win tonight if Rafael Devers gets
yep.
a big hit off
exactly.
of Gerrit Cole early.
Exactly.
That's the one. You know, put them. If you put the Yankees in the driver's seat, they're going to be able to control pretty well out of the bullpen,
mm-hmm.
and I think they feel pretty good about that, regardless of whether Cole can give you five or give you seven. If you get on them early, I think that opens the door to Eovaldi going deeper into this ball game and just dominating the Yankees if he's allowed to.
Right. No, I mean, I think it's right, because Devers is probably, to me, he's the best fastball hitter the Red Sox have. So.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, he turns on pitches, and I think Chapman from a few years ago
yeah,
can,
remember that? Yeah.
Can attest to it. All right. My friend, thank you so much. Appreciate your time jumping in on short notice. Glad to see you and your family are doing so well, and you continue to do your usual big-time work. Thank you.
Steve, thanks for all the kindness. Thanks for having me on, and hopefully I'll get a chance to see you in the fall.